This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's not quite Friday.
Friday Eve.
It's Friday Eve, yeah. That's right, we celebrate today. No matter what. I can't wait for Alice in Wonderland. I have a little pre-Christmas gift for you, Vinny.
No.
Yes. I have.
It's not Christmas yet.
No, this is just a tiny little pre-Christmas gift, and I know this will be meaningful to you. Yes, that's right. A meaningful, something that takes you into consideration and your needs. I have something for you.
I don't know what's about to happen to
me. It feels like a setup.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It really does.
It's just that your reaction is so negative. Somebody's like, hey, I figured something out for you. What? Oh, no.
Not a present.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I didn't get anything for you.
This was my first thought.
And then my second thought was, wait a minute.
Technically, I didn't get this for you either.
This is going to be a smack in the face.
No,
this is something.
I just get to make the presentation.
Close your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, close your eyes. Hold on. Let me turn the mic on over there. I guess it's this one, right? Get your eyes closed. Okay. I'll rub it up against your back of your neck. Can you feel it?
I do. I really hope that's not deer bologna.
I would not rub deer bologna on the back of your neck. Like this is love from one coworker to another.
Okay, good. I can't tell what it is from what you just...
I'm touching it to your hand.
It's soft.
Yeah.
It's got some give, which makes it padded of some kind.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yes. How about if I'm going to just chuck it at you.
There okay. Is it the little football that's been rolling around in here? Because that was already mine.
Go ahead and look. Go ahead and take a look.
Oh, you got me my muff.
Yes. I got you your muff. That is not what I would have said, but yes. So I want you to know.
Did you steal it?
I did steal it.
Okay.
But I looked at several different muffs and I got what I feel was the best one. And by the way, yes, I smelled it before, but I smelled it without touching it with my face or my nose. I got close enough to, cause you can smell them when they get used a lot, especially by one person, you know. You don't want to share muffs. These are they're muffs for your microphone. It's like a little wind stopper. I'm sure there's a technical name for it. I just don't know.
Well, I've always gotten pretty close to mine, but I always had my own mic.
Yeah.
And so I have for sure backed off the mic and I've been trying not to yell as much, but that is all instinct. Like I just do that. I don't mean to.
Yes, I know. We get carried away. So I want you to know.
Thank you very much.
I looked at several different options. we decided together, Maddie and I, we went on a little bit of a search, and I pulled it off of the mic in the corner over here, which actually had dust on the top of it. And I went, oh, no one's touching that thing.
Nobody's touched that mic.
When I pulled it off, I very carefully fingered it off of there. I did sniff at it.
You
I did not touch
it for
my.
Me. I like that. Thank you.
I pushed it off with the gentlest of fingers. That it was not sexy.
A little bit.
Oh my God.
It feels.
It wasn't sexy.
Well, I mean, come on.
Are you playing it or am I? Okay, great. So, I mean, we're already down this road. So, but I want you to know, as we made our selection on your new microphone
muff.
I only use my fingers here on the bottom. I did not put a hand or any other part of me on the, like, that is, as far as I know, that's a virgin mic muff, except that it has been in the world. But we thought it looked just the best. Like, I compared it to mine. It's shiny. It's new. There's nothing good. Mine's like a little bit dulled out. Like, I've been breathing on this one, you know, that kind of thing.
I appreciate the care you took. Mm. I do.
Are you
I
want swapping
you to,
it out?
I haven't yet, okay. But I will.
Make it ceremonial.
I want you to understand that while I do have, you know, cootie phobia. Mm.
Is it still sexy?
It's real.
No, it's not really.
Okay, let's go back to the...
No, well, I'll get you some sexy here in a second.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we'll switch back at that point.
With my people.
The germaphobes.
No. The people in my life that I know and trust and have been around, I can be downright slutty, but I'm not...
Oh.
Give me my music.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you. I can be really... slutty with people I know and know where they've been.
You mean you have
been,
no fear
I don't
of go
trip
put
on
your
that.
Face
not,
where it
you
really
have
shouldn't
to be as careful as you were because I know you and I. The thing of,
I just wanted you to know it was coming to you as pristinely as possible since it wasn't in a box.
This is like part of the hotel problem I have. I get in there and I just imagine all of the worst happening on my pillow.
Well. Because it probably has.
Right. It has.
That's why you just don't.
Right.
You gotta turn that part of your mind off.
I can't. That's where alcohol used to come in, and I don't have that option anymore.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Right. So, I mean, I used to be able to sleep in a, like, I could sleep in a gutter.
You could sleep in a bathroom with your head on a toilet, right?
I didn't need to because I, you know, could handle my booze. But I say
really?
That. That's jokingly, right.
Hold on.
I can handle my booze.
I heard that and went, why am I laughing? That's not funny.
Anyway, yes. That's something that Christina was like, she'd hear me say things and be all, and then, you know, all the stuff I'll do to her, with her, I mean.
Whoa. Yeah. You know. Both.
I don't think twice about it.
In fact, I'm well aware.
I'm downright hungry. Thirsty, whatever the term is. Sure.
We should do a Vinny thirst trap, like a Vinny Christmas thirst trap. Do you have a little Santa hat? Maybe we could do that. Like go dad bod Christmas, you know?
Don't.
Be so cute. You're so cute. Yeah. It's like you, of course you think the worst of yourself. You're adorable. Let's do it. I say yes.
I mean, you surf, you keep yourself in shape.
Yeah,
I'm trying, but believe me, there's a standard.
There's so much more.
I have a standard and I'm not meeting it. I'm clunking
my head
on the
bar. It's a new standard. It's
daily.
The new standard.
I don't like
it's
it.
It's the post-pandemic standard.
I'm not going in for that.
I feel like you should.
It is an, I put a thirst trap up last year after I'd lost a lot of weight.
Oh,
and,
did you? And
it
how
is
did
a nice
go?
Ego boost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you already separated at that point?
No.
Oh.
What is Sarah?
I'm trying to be delicate, but I don't know. Like, I mean, I wouldn't know about putting up a thirst trap if we're still in some kind of relationship.
It's on my Instagram, Maddie Stout SDA.
Oh, let me take a look.
It's still there.
It
was over 1 year ago.
Hold on one second.
Bring that over to
I'll let everybody know what's going on.
I don't
see how it looks.
I am thirsty.
I will be in Alabama.
Did you just say you will be in Alabama?
Alice in Winterland.
Oh.
Oh, I see. There you are. This was on Instagram a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking
now? Oh, there's
me
as Febreze.
Yeah, he's looking right now.
Oh, there's still Alice. Stuff. Boy, yeah. You post a lot, don't you?
I do post a lot, so it might be, you know, not an easy find.
Quite a ways away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's funny. Kelly Clarkson has similar looks to my Willa.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson is
a
dog,
there it
by
is.
The way.
Is this you with the shirt off?
Yeah, that's me.
You getting stirrings?
No.
But I love Maddie, but he's like a brother. But I didn't know that you had so many tattoos. I guess maybe you've added a bunch of them in the, you know, 16 years.
Well, most of them are on his arms, so you would be able to see them most days.
Well, I mean, they go all the way up, and I've got some on my chest.
We're sweater people. Yeah, we're sweater people. And a couple on your chest. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen you topless. I feel like I just saw something devilish. Why would I have seen that?
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we? Okay, let's do muff. The ceremonial muff switching, Vinny. And you can toss me that old one. And I'll go put it on in the other room. We're gonna film this. It's the
there's two photos, everyone, and he's got
let's see the
yeah. There's a top shot, and then there's
full body. Maddie, that's a good look. Did you AI that onto somebody else's body?
No, that's me, man.
You know, if you're interested in Maddie,
and you should be,
you might want to take a look at his Instagram. What's your Instagram?
MattyStaud, as in David, T as in Tom.
It's not as far back as you think, but this is July 2023.
We all follow each other, right? So if you follow any of us, you'll be able to find him, Matty Stout.
And not only is he trim, but he is sporting. Do you have the horse sound?
Oh.
There's quite a package on display here.
That's not
here.
Just like the folds of material in the shorts.
No, that's his chaunch. Is that your chaunch?
Why would you try to take me?
Truthfully, I didn't look that hard at it. Vinny's the one who's really doing an exam over there.
I'm selling our boy. Mm, he's
good job.
Been lonely,
no,
and I'm trying to help him. Would you knock it off?
So lonely.
Anyway, you look great. Good for you.
So lonely.
Oh, you found it.
Now, have you backslid since then, or
no? I just did that one. You mentioned it the other day, so I grabbed it.
Oh, that's great.
What's that?
Have you backslid since then, or
A little bit? I've gained probably 10 pounds since then.
So the photo would be similar today, just slightly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try to do. We actually did another picture of you. We should put it up side by side.
I don't think that's good. No.
I feel like that's.
I'm
the
not
way.
Ready for that yet. It's been hard for me to work out with my hip. So.
Oh yeah, no, that's true. That's actually really valid.
Really,
he's like
around.
The cane is the new reality. I'm like, oh my God.
Listen to this.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I've had busy days this week, and that's not part of the story, but I'm just telling you, I've been busy with the kids.
It's
the
been
missus
crazy.
Has been going over the hill. She's had a ton of stuff to do. She had to get a post-op checkup on her nose. Isla had to go to Lucille Packard last night for her regular medicine. Like, it's just been a lot.
Yes.
And me and Edie have been sort of a team nighttime.
Woo.
Whew.
Team, that's get right. in bed, close your eyes,
no,
go to sleep.
No, there's none of that. There's this kid vibrant. She's like bounces like a Tigger.
Huh. Where have I ever known
yeah,
anyone
exactly.
like that
And then
before?
I catch it, and then I don't. Not last night. I actually slept okay. It might not even be the night before. Two nights ago, I just didn't sleep. I caught that kid's vibe, and the wave passed me by, and I went, oh, well. She's like crazy to be around that kid. Her hyperactivity is so catching.
Oh, fun.
It's like, no, it's not. That's why I try to avoid her usually, but I couldn't because I had to. Anyway, last night I got in bed. I know there's rain coming and I'm done with the stuff I've had to do. And you know when you've done all the stuff you're supposed to do?
Yes.
The right thing, right? We went shopping and I got her a slice of pizza.
You feel caught up.
She wanted frozen yogurt. I'm like, frozen yogurt, let's do it.
I'm on top of this.
It's like 6 p.m. and I'm like, frozen yogurt, fine, let's go. Normally I'd be like, I can't do that. Anyway, so I take her. I finally get home. The missus gets home. I'm in bed and I put on Survivor.
Oh.
I'm not going to ruin it for you.
Okay.
Because I sure don't want to hear that mess. You mad and you just spoiled it.
I don't want to be that person.
It's so good. It's the best episode.
Oh, really?
And I didn't even finish it. But
they're calling it the first part of the finale.
Like, it's extra long. Yeah, I don't know what that was. I couldn't listen to him. Like he does. Sometimes he does that. I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Into the camera.
Yes.
And so we've had this, and we've done that, and then this, and today's show is, and we're gonna let's go or whatever he says. There is a point where you're watching someone. It's like a card game where you know someone's got the winning hand.
Oh.
And you're watching it and you're just, you can tell this. You know when someone's trying to, well, actually the person is doing it. poker face
mm.
right through the whole episode.
Mm.
And you're watching it and you're going, and you can tell this person, even though they think they've got it all sorted out, if you know the game, you know that.
You never have it all sorted out. There's always something.
Out from nowhere could be some kind of, I don't know,
there's even
asteroid.
Like nullifiers where the mm-hmm. thing that you think is going to save your life has just, somebody pulls out their advantage and it's take away the power from all the stuff.
It was a great watch.
Oh,
you're going to love it.
I can't wait. And you say it was not the normal hour and a half. It was 2 hours maybe? Or?
It went through, what do they call it? Tribal.
Mm-hmm.
And then kept going.
Oh.
And I was like, I can't. Mm. I just can't.
So you,
I had to turn it off and go to bed. But
I like that you're able to see it on the Wednesday, though, because it makes me feel like you might. You never watched the finale.
I probably still won't. But because all the bowl games are about to start in college mm-hmm. football, I'm going to be. And, you know, we've got vacation.
Mm.
When is the finale then? Next Wednesday.
I think it's okay. Wednesday of next week. I think. I'm not positive.
I don't know. Well, they're
but they said a two-part finale starts this Wednesday.
It was definitely a unique, I don't want to say weird, it was Survivor. Mm-hmm. So it's a unique episode, though, in that they, right after the tribal, they just kept going. Came
I'm
back
excited.
From commercial, and I went, what are you guys doing? And then I paused it. You know how you have
yes,
the,
yes.
I paused it and saw a whole lot of more show.
Oh, boy.
And went, I can't. I got to go. But you're going to love it. And okay. I'm going to finish it later.
Well, great. And we'll spend some time. What do you think about this, Maddie? Are you even in on the Survivor thing? I feel like you don't care that much about it.
I
don't care about
it. I do care. I like it. I just have other things I'd rather watch.
Yeah, but you're home alone all day. There's like really no excuse.
Got,
so if you I've did got, like it,
I've
then
got
you would do it.
Silo on an Apple, which is amazing.
Oh, but the
show's speaking of Apple, we are
Diplomat.
Minutes away from
Severance.
Yeah, that.
Mm. Do you have the date on it?
I don't know off the top of my head, but where it's right, it's any minute.
For which show?
Severance.
Oh,
it's
I can't
an
wait.
Apple TV show.
Oh, I know. I absolutely adore that show.
Now that you're living alone. This might be too much to ask you. I don't know.
If oh, it's go a, ahead.
Are you at yourself like twice a day?
No.
Oh, mm. January 17th.
Oh, it's a month away.
It's a month away.
Son of a biscuit.
Nah, it's
there
good.
Are days.
There are days.
Where it's afternoon and evening.
Oh, you know. Afternoon and evening. That's the, I mean, yeah. The turnaround on that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole living alone thing changed. Like now I realize the way I used to talk about, you know, it's 1 o'clock or whatever.
Bum, bum, bum. That's what we need to get from KCBS. It's 1 o'clock. Dun, 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 dun.
I realize that for anyone with an actual life, they find themselves going, this guy, he never gives up. But I realize now it's because I had nothing to do. I could
Except
just go
for myself.
I could just, you know, I get a little tickle and go, I can play
not?
That out.
Right.
Instead of going, I don't got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
It is nice to know that I can put it on the big screen. You know? Like, I couldn't do that before. What? I did watch
I've
on
never
an iPad
that.
In my bedroom. Now I've got the big
Vinny
screen.
Vinny hides in his bathroom with the door locked and prays that the children don't come pound on the door. Things are a little different at Vinny's house than they are at your house. Now you can sit
Life
on that
has
couch
changed
that
dramatically.
We selected together, hopefully on a towel. I don't know.
Oh, the couch?
Yeah.
Oh, I've ruined
yes,
that.
I'm never going to sit on that, though.
No, right now.
Okay. Excuse me. It's KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny Ellis Morning Show. Here's Chapel Roan, and we'll see you in a sec.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.